VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. On Wednesday, the Global Coalition tweeted, "The most hardened of ISIS fighters remain," and it said U.S.-backed forces continue to receive civilians attempting to escape to safety. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the assassination of Somalia's deputy attorney general on Wednesday in Mogadishu. Authorities say the attack took place in the Hodan district as Mohamed Abdi Rahman Mursal left home for work. Witnesses told VOA Somali that two men on a motorcycle blocked his way, ordered him to get out of the car, and then shot him dead. The reason for the attack was not known, although Al-Shabaab has in the past assassinated government officials, civil servants, soldiers, and elders. Egypt on Wednesday executed nine suspected members of the Muslim Brotherhood who had been convicted of involvement in the 2015 assassination of the country's top prosecutor. The nine were found guilty of taking part in the bombing that killed Hisham Barakat, the first assassination of a senior official in Egypt in a quarter century. Barakat was also the most senior official killed since the military overthrew an elected but divisive Islamist president in 2013. Redeployment of opposing forces in Yemen's civil war away from crucial seaports could begin within days, but humanitarian operations are at risk of running out of money in weeks. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told a meeting of the UN Security Council that current resources will be exhausted by the end of the month. This is VOA News. The United States and its European allies say a new flare-up of fighting in South Sudan violates the country's peace agreement. They're demanding that clashes end immediately. A joint statement on Wednesday from the U.S., Britain, and Norway says the fighting around the town of Yei represents a flagrant breach of a 2017 ceasefire. A UN fact-finding mission in South Sudan has uncovered evidence of violence and gross violations of human rights that may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. The report by the three-member UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan will be submitted to the UN Human Rights Council March 12th. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report covers the human rights situation in South Sudan in 2018, but Commission member Andrew Clapham says it is not possible to ignore the more recent atrocities occurring in the country. He says the Commission is particularly upset by reports of renewed fighting in the Yei River area in central Equatoria between the government and rebel National Salvation Front. He says thousands of civilians have been forcibly displaced following what he calls a scorched earth policy. He says the warring parties reportedly are attacking villages, torching homes, killing civilians, and raping women and girls.
Russia's leader Vladimir Putin says he'll target the United States with newly developed missiles if the U.S. deploys intermediate-range missiles in Europe. The Vatican has expressed its appreciation to sex abuse victims who testified about their dark experiences with priests and higher-ranking clerics. Juan Carlos Cruz is from Chile. He is an abuse survivor.
I don't see any new avenues other than applying with rigor and this culture of abuse and this culture of cover-up by bishops, no matter where in the world they are, needs to end. That is critical.
A Vatican summit begins Thursday. It will bring together Catholic leaders from all over the world. It's seen as an opportunity to drive home the message that sexual abuse in the church will be neither tolerated nor covered up. President Trump lashed out Wednesday at a report that he asked his former acting attorney general to put a Trump ally in charge of a federal investigation into hush money that had been paid during the 2016 election campaign to two women who alleged they had had affairs with Trump. The New York Times reported Tuesday that Trump called Matthew Whitaker to see if he would put the probe in the hands of Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney in the area whom Trump had appointed but who had already recused himself from the case. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.